Dámy a pánové, přeji vám dobré odpoledne a vítám vás na tiskové konferenci pana prvního místopředsedy vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí Karla Schwarzenberga a ministra zahraničních věcí Nizozemského království pana Uriela Rosenthala. A nyní bych poprosil úvodní slovo pana ministra Schwarzenberga.
Dámy a pánové, je to opravdu potěšení, že po 7 letech máme poprvé zase návštěvu nizozemského ministra zahraničí. Je to zajímavé, že to tak dlouho trvalo, protože ve skutečnosti máme s málo kterým státem i v Evropské unii tak úzké vztahy jako zrovna s Nizozemskem. Máme na spoustu světových problémů velmi obdobný, ba stejný názor. Spolupracujeme v mnoha polích a musím říci taky, osobně jsem se během tohoto roku dosti s přáteli. Tudíž jsem byl velice rád, že k nám přijel a že jsme mohli diskutovat, dohodnout ještě užší spolupráci a sjednotit si taky pohled na vývoje ve světě, ať je to v Evropě či v Středním východě, nebo vývoj v Rusku a tak dále. Byl to takzvaný úplně bezproblémový den, poněvadž vlastně jsme mluvili jenom o spolupráci, ale žádné problémy mezi námi nemáme a to už je velká výhoda, ale musím říci, že samozřejmě máme se letos co učit od Holandska, neboť nejenom jim se podařilo, co nám ještě ne, nepodařilo totiž provést opravdu důkladnou reformu státní správy, v tom jsou opravdu vzorní. Nýbrž samozřejmě, jak je Holandsko stát námořní, tak má úplně jiný pohled na svět, než řekněme země, která je uprostřed evropské pevniny a nemá přímý přístup k moři. Takže samozřejmě mají větší rozhled. Proto je to pozoruhodné, že i přes toto rozdíl úhlu pohledu jsme ve většinu, nebo skoro všech otázkách přišli k stejnému závěru, k stejnému názoru. Tak to bych jenom krátce uvedl, ale hlavní slovo by měl mít jako vždycky host a to je pan ministr.
Well, thank you so much, dear colleague. Let me first and foremost say that it's wonderful for me and my delegation to be here in this, well, miraculous city of Prague. Looking just ahead, you know, to these wonderful buildings, it shows the in-depth historical position of Czechia, and of course for a country which is also proud of its own history, the Netherlands. We are sharing here cordial, intense, and also effective relations. I've seen for many times now in several meetings which we joined that Czechia and the Netherlands often share views and positions on important bilateral but also multilateral issues, issues which would sometimes even could be even be labeled hot issues in the world. And it is always pleasant, and more than that, that I can count on the wisdom of my dear colleague Karl Schwarzenberg. Let me mention that for a couple of points which we discussed today, there are shared convictions and common positions. Let me mention on my part that when we talk about, for instance, the awkward fact that on the eastern side of Europe we have quite some problems with countries like Belarus and Ukraine, we share the opinion that we should be supporting as much as possible the democratic forces over there. We also share the opinion that a stronghold in the development towards a more in-depth rule of law and democracy is usually to be found with non-governmental organizations. For that matter, we have discussed possibilities to be supportive to non-governmental organizations in several parts of the world where the relations between the government and the citizenry is often very confrontational, if not repressive. Let me add that with regard to one of these hot issues in the world, the Middle East, both the Middle East peace process and the developments in the Arab region at large, that we are of a similar opinion that, for instance, the countries in the Arab world, which are part of what is called the Arab Awakening, do need economic strengthening, do need fair and free elections, and also need very much what is called by the High Representative in Brussels, Cathy Ashton, deep democracy, rule of law, respect for human rights, respect for minorities, respect for the position of women and for people of and for other people who might be incriminated. Let me finally mention the EU enlargement, where we discussed, for instance, the question about the entry of Serbia to the EU, to the European Union. Let me say from our end that we are looking forward to a success of the Serbian-Kosovar discussions, dialogue, that we hope that the situation there would normalize in the region at hand, and that then there would be the time would be appropriate to get to a positive decision, after all, for Serbian entry to the European Union. Let me finally mention the concern which we both shared about the situation in Bosnia-Herzegovina, where there is a sort of government has been formed, which is positive by itself, but a lot has to be done there to get over the ordeals of the past. I would keep it to this. Thank you.
Děkuji za úvodní proslovy pánu ministru a dámy a pánové, nyní je prostor pro vaše dotazy. Takže poprosím Reuters, prosím.
Hello, this is Jana Mlčechová for Reuters. I have a question for you, Mr. Rosenthal. Did you also discuss the situation in Iran? And do you personally think that possibly there should be further sanctions imposed on Iran after the ban on oil and the sanctions against the central bank in January? Thank you.
We discussed the situation in Iran, and let me say that there we discussed especially the way in which we would be able to be supportive to those in Iran who are in disarray because of the repressive mode of the regime. With regard to further sanctions, let me say to you that on our part, on the Dutch end, we stick to, at this moment, to the sanctions which have been announced and which will be implemented by the beginning of July, and we do hope that this is a clear signal to the Iranian authorities that they have to come to the table and give full openness to the IAEA inspectors in Iran. Let me take the opportunity to add to this that when you talk about the other country in the region, namely Syria, the Dutch government is in favor of sharpening and broadening the sanction package with regard to Syria due to the terrible situation over there, and that the Dutch government on its part will propose to the on the EU level to give active support as far as possible to the opponents of the Assad regime. Thank you.
Další dotaz, prosím. Nemáme další dotaz? Máme? Tamhle, prosím. Lucie Petrová, Česká tisková kancelář.
Dobrý den, já bych měla otázku na oba ministry, jestli jste debatovali nebo hovořili o tom, že se tedy Česko nepřipojilo k té fiskální smlouvě a jestli si pan nizozemský ministr myslí, že to byla chyba. Děkuju.
Popravdě řečeno, vzhledem k tomu, že pan premiér jede v brzké době do Den Haagu a jak známo, tato smlouva byla uzavřena mezi hlavami státu a vlád, tak jsem toto téma přenechal diskuzi pana premiéra v Haagu a my jsme se o těchto věcech nebavili.
Well, I can of course join the statement of my dear colleague, and let me only add to that that of course the Dutch government, and I dare to speak here also a little bit on behalf of my prime minister, is of course keen on getting as many member states of the EU within the treaty, within the fiscal pact as possible. Let me keep it to that at the moment.
Tak, poprosím další dotaz. Nemáme další dotaz, takže děkuji pánům ministrům za jejich vyjádření. Vám všem děkuji za pozornost a přeji vám hezký zbytek dne.